Court.
You kind of explain what's going on here.
The homeowner on the Yellow Court complaining about water changing in some of the places on the building. And just going down there, whatever, the sidewalk comes out on the street, blah, blah. Water holes, they're really bad. When the street put in, there's no storm drains whatsoever. Storm drains start, I think, you know, block down and then head west. So, we got one bit of how we can maybe try to move some of that water. I talked to another contractor, but he's a little careful, I think he had time to look at that. But that's just an option. I don't know where we want to go with it, but. Part of the problem too is it wasn't quite as bad, you know, a year and a half ago, 2 years ago. But now they've got six more houses are there. You got six more driveways dumping into it, you got, so.
Well, kind of like what Chris had to do with their program, put the storm drain in by the curb because of lack of drainage.
So it's, it's just now with all that other houses and there's a lot more water in the street.
Is there a way to connect into the storm drain?
They're gonna cut one in and board south to it. And do, just to try to get away.
Is that something that Dolan is gonna have to do before he puts more houses in there? Make sure he makes sure the water problem doesn't get worse?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, but.
He's pretty much.
I would say he's pretty done, he's pretty well done.
Yeah, so I got two spots left. Is there any more TIF monies for this year?
There are.
Then we can kind of address that with that. Recommend that we do that then. Can you get us bids and?
I can try to get another bid.
Yep.
I know Chris has laid up, he's prayed for him.
How long is your TIF, how long is your TIF money going for?
His, well, we haven't tapped in this year at all, have we? And he's extended on his, Dolan.
He can, he's still going for probably another five, six, 7 years.
Well, and Jim asked me to look at, it's just busy.
Sure.
So I, and then of course Chris is laid up now, you know, I'll look at it. I didn't want to commit if I couldn't do something.
Sure.
So if you have money yet, we'll, you like we did over here, I'll take, put my eyes on it, get my ideas. I just need, like I told him, I need a month or so just to play catch up.
Oh, yep. Something we can do it spring or wherever.
Yeah, it was the rain from June, July and August, but now it's all good. So, you know, I'll take a look. It's just, it'll probably be a month, a couple of weeks.
Good.
Okay. Any questions for the public works? Next item is planning and zoning. Item number 12, planning and zoning recommendation reference site plan review. Bruce Construction LLC representing RLP Properties LLC Genesee Storage.
I was looking at this a little bit, Chad, maybe you could help. Because I don't see an issue with the back line since it's up against another commercial property. Is there, I didn't see anything on there showing that the sidewalk would connect from where it ends now all the way through the rest of his property.
So we have to tear out some of that sidewalk because of the approaches. And then there is one drawing that it does show a segment. We're going to go all the way to the communication building.
Okay.
Then all you'll have to do is connect from there to the duplexes or whatever, so, condos.
Do you see that, it's hatched and it goes all the way south.
Okay. Okay.
Because it'll be continuous along the property all the way down.
Yeah, so I know it's.
Somewhere west of here, which I think.
Yeah, well, yeah, there's, if there is some sidewalk west.
Yeah, in my head, I could picture where.
And there's a pedestal there, and there's some other things that we're gonna have to just look at.
Yep.
And work around, but their approach to their area, I already talked to Casey, and I told him that we'd be probably carrying that approach out. And I think it'd be a good time that maybe you guys approach them and say, well.
Let's get the rest.
Can we get the rest of sidewalk done all the way through? No, we're gonna have Casey's and.
I've had numerous seniors use that as a loop, and they got a lot in the Crown Road part on anybody with, I don't say, but yeah.
So just a little insight on it, the last storm sewer is to the north of the communication building in the yard. And we would, after looking at this, it was one thing the city asked him to do, and this is Richard Peak, for those that don't know, but this is Richard Peak's property. The city wants us to continue that storm sewer south toward Dolan. And water sits in that green space. What that is that's three easements. That's a 25-foot easement, a 20-foot easement, and another 20-foot easement. So of Richard's property, 65-foot is taken with easement. After looking into it, the first 25-foot is electrical, which is overhead. The second 25-foot is a sewer, which is in but shallow. And the third 20-foot is a water line that's been abandoned. When the city owned the water and the sewer somewhere along the lines, and this has happened, it's over the old Zuber Lumber, I have an easement that was never recorded. Somewhere along the lines, none of those easements got recorded. So instead of Richard playing hardball and saying, move your stuff, he's working with Iowa American. But we're squeezing, because you got 65-foot of property already gone. And once we found it wasn't recorded, the first thing Richard said is, I don't want to fight anybody and take something back or make them move anything. I just want to try to get the storage building up. When we met with Mike and Jim, we all agreed that we should continue the storm up the street, get rid of some of the side water in the yard, so we're going to put a yard drain in. And then we're going to continue and grab the water that's going to be between the buildings. My suggestion tonight I want to bring up is, as we're bringing that 12-inch storm up, should we put in our new curb, a curb inlet? And one thing we want to do is shoot to see how much water actually goes in that direction. But at that point, the city, I could give the city a price to drop a structure and a curb inlet to catch some of that water. Now, maybe it's on a high ridge and it won't do any good, but I think it's worth looking at, because Richard has agreed to pay that storm sewer to bring it all the way up, which I fought with the city a little. I thought it was maybe your guys' deal to pay that, but he said, I don't want to fight it, we'll just do it. But I guess I'm telling you tonight, maybe you should look at us shooting that and see whether or not we should put a curb in there. And if I were guessing, I put some numbers together last weekend. The structure is going to be in with a grip, with a grate, is going to be in the $5,000 range, and then setting it and tying into it's probably a couple thousand, so you would be 7,000 maybe ish. I don't know. And I'll shoot it, I'll take a look at it and give you my best. If it sits on the top of a ridge.
One that's in the grass,
that
is that his, or is that the
kind that's of on the other side of the communication? Okay. So that's more toward the communication and the duplexes.
Okay.
That's the one we're going to come off of. So if you're sitting on the top of a ridge, I don't know if it's worth putting it in. But if that curb that we put in is draining toward it, maybe it wouldn't be a bad idea to catch that additional water. And we will install a curb all the way down to that property of the communication building.
Townsend on C2 has got some spot elevations there.
Yeah.
So it kind of is going up and down
right
a little bit, so we probably have to look at it. It kind of, it looks like the intersection is kind of a high point, and then it's going south and north from there, so that's like northwest of the building, but it's kind of going up and down, so maybe we could
right
pick up a spot that would pick up some water.
Well, and maybe it's down, you know, I don't know, maybe it's down a little further, but, and maybe it's not worth it. I think it's worth us looking at it.
It's worth considering.
Yeah, and then something too, if you're going to put a sidewalk between the communication building and the duplexes, that drain sits really funky. It sits right where the sidewalk may go. And then if you ever added a curb to finish off that street, now you're gonna have a yard drain. And so I think we just need to look at the whole thing and get a game plan of, you know, if you're gonna require the communication building to finish, are you gonna require them to do a curb? If you're gonna put sidewalk in, are you gonna have them put a curb in? And if they're gonna put a curb in, then you're definitely gonna want something, because a curb will block water from the yard drain. So let's just get ahead of it and figure out what's going on so we don't spend some good money after bad.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Because I would think that'd be a road somewhere in the near future that would be concrete all the way up to such a busy stretch and such a short section. And there's a hell of a crown in that road. You can get us some numbers.
Let me just shoot the whole thing, but I mean, what do you think you're gonna require? Is someone gonna go to the, is that not MediaCom, what is that?
CenturyLink?
Yeah. Is someone gonna go to CenturyLink and talk to them?
I asked Jim if we could do that, because like I said, the number, and I'm not stretching, but there's probably at least 12 to 15 seniors and then other kids that walk that every day.
Well, and it's not a homeowner, it's CenturyLink.
Yeah,
anybody can afford it, CenturyLink can afford to do something to finish that.
And then there's just that little stretch in front of that set of
panels. And this is, I didn't look at the curb line that close. This is kind of up and down. Maybe it would be something if they decide to put a curb in, that the inlet would be more down toward their property. But, you know, it doesn't cost anything to look at all this and figure out what we got going on.
If you can do that, give it to Jim, that'd be great.
Okay. That being said, you have in front of you the Planning and Zoning Board's recommendation, along with letters from our engineer, Mr. Janicek, our city attorney, Mr. McCullough, and our fire chief, Mr. Seamer. Is there any other questions or concerns about this project?
Mr. McCullough, anything that's not covered that you should see that we
Well, need? One thing that's unique about this project, as Mr. Bruce alluded to, is because of the easements that are there, there's not very much space except put the building in. So as a result, you know, there was a request, and Planning and Zoning recommended that council approved the request regarding waiving the parking requirements, or still parking in front of the individual units, but there wouldn't be a parking lot per se, waiving the landscaping and tree requirements, and not a lot of room to put in landscaping. The other thing that they asked for was for a portion of it to use millings versus concrete, and we done that in the past in certain circumstances.
Is that like what he's currently got? He's got concrete on one side, and the other side is grass or gravel?
So for Premier RV, when we did that, their whole lot is asphalt millings. We don't want to, but there is a sewer that runs through there, and if they ever had to get to it, they'd take up the concrete. So what we kind of settled on was, it's only five doors at the end, is we may just do a small strip. This is all overgrown. The existing is overgrown on your side, on the south side. But he did say maybe we'll clean that up and roll 10-foot of millings on that too. I mean, once it's rolled in, it looks similar to asphalt when I roll it in tight. But yeah, it's just a way. Everything else is concrete. The front, the middle, the sidewalks, the curbing will all be concrete.
Okay.
We're just making sure if something happens that we don't have to tear out.
Right. It makes sense since the sewer's there. Use the millings.
And we don't want to get ugly with Iowa American Water telling them to move their sewer because it was never recorded. So it's kind of a give take a little bit.
I'd make a motion to approve.
Under the resolution.
Under the resolution. Next item is item number 13. Resolution 2025-33, reference approving a site plan for RLP Properties LLC Genesee Storage. You want to read that?
No.
You